Dave McCormick, welcome in. Thank you for being here this morning.
Hey, good morning, Don. How are you?
I'm good. I saw that you had put out on X on social media, and we had talked about this article with the Washington Post and others, actually, in the so-called mainstream media, putting out the question of, you know, serious economic ideas and Harris's quote-unquote gimmicks. So how does this help your campaign, and not just you, down ticket, how does it help?
Well, I think, first of all, Pennsylvanians, they know the economy is not working. They know Bidenomics is not working. 60% of Pennsylvanians live paycheck to paycheck. And for them, what's happened under these incredible spending policies of Biden-Harris-Casey is that prices have gone up by more than 20%. Fuel prices have gone up by almost 50%. So everything you buy has gone up by a lot, and wages haven't kept up. So for working families, which is the majority of Pennsylvanians, they're getting squeezed on food, fuel, and rent, harder to buy a house, harder to buy a new car. And they know that. They feel that. And so when Bob Casey's talking about shrinkflation or greedflation, it's complete nonsense. It is a way to try to not take responsibility for a set of policies that were truly, truly destructive to our country. Inflation's like a silent thief. It steals money out of your pocket, and you don't even know it. Mm-hmm. Now what we have with Kamala Harris is projecting a vision of more of the same. You know, trillions of dollars of giveaways that are going to drive up inflation more, and Venezuelan-like price controls. She and Casey will destroy our country further with a set of policies that simply will not work. The driver of our economy are small businesses. 80% of the jobs are from small businesses. The inflation, the regulation, the heavy-handedness of the government under Harris and Casey will destroy that great economy that's mm-hmm. the envy of the world. And that is what this election is about. That's the choice that Pennsylvanians and Americans face. And so I think for me, it's a really important issue to hammer. And, you know, the voters should know that with Bob Casey, the progressive left has a sure thing. He's a sure vote. He's a 98% vote for all this radical San Francisco liberal agenda that Harris is bringing to the table. Bob Casey's a sure thing, and it's just wrong for Pennsylvania.
You know, Dave McCormick, and I have looked into your background. I can confirm with all confidence that, in truth, you are indeed a combat veteran. There's photo evidence.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You know, and to me, as somebody, and I'm always transparent, Dave, and you know this, that I was a member of the so-called mainstream media the majority of my career. This is, you know, this is probably my second or third life and reinvention of me, but I was somebody who registered to vote as an independent. I believed in being objective. And then it was actually Rich Zeoli, my dear friend Rich Zeoli, who talked me into doing news on the afternoon Zeoli show. And finally, I came out of the closet like a lot of conservative women. You know, we have to come out of the closet. So how do you beat this? Because you're up against it. I mean, you're somebody, you're a combat veteran. I love your wrestling video, which I think is good because you're going to, you know, I'm a mom of teenage boys. They all love MMA and wrestling and all that good stuff. But how do you break through? I see Trump taking Barron's advice and going on with these influencers. How do you break through? Because you're up against a legacy candidate with the Casey name. His father was a great man and one of the last great Democrats, and we honor his name in heaven. But how do you go against that and break through?
Well, you know, I think the trying to create the contrast where I speak everywhere to anybody, influencers, traditional media, everywhere I go, a huge grassroots kind of movement. I've visited all 67 counties. I'm in these small towns in my campaign bus, shaking hands, meeting people. I want to be pervasive and everywhere. And I want to create the contrast mm-hmm. of someone who has served his country, who is doing this for duty on a country. I don't need this job. I'd be honored to have the job, but I'm doing it out of love of country, and I don't owe anybody anything. I'm my own voice. I don't know I don't know President Trump anything. I don't know Mitch McConnell anything. I am running to represent the great people of Pennsylvania. That is the kind of campaign I'm running. And Bob Casey is the opposite of that. He has become the Democratic establishment as the Democratic Party has moved further and further to the left. He has shown none of the independence of his father. He has been a sure vote for the progressive left. So that's the starting point. Now you point to something which is really true, which is traditional media is completely one-sided and biased. And and we see that in the treatment of Vice President Harris. We see that in the horrible covering up of Joe Biden's cognitive decline, which Bob Casey supported every step of the way. Bob Casey said until the very last day that Joe Biden was capable of another term. So listen, I think people don't trust the media. I think people don't trust career politicians. They know that things aren't working. So I'm optimistic. I think this is a change election. What I see now, even though Senator Casey's been around forever, he 30 years in public office, 70% of Pennsylvanians can't name a single thing he's done. And all the polls would suggest that that I'm within margin of error at this point of winning this election. And that's right where I want to be. And the key for me is to make sure Pennsylvanians know this is the most important election of their lifetimes. And they're going to have to live with the consequences if they go down the wrong path with Kamala Harris and Bob Casey. They're not going to recognize, we aren't going to recognize the country we love so much if we have this crazy radical agenda taking us over the cliff.
And, you know, just to react, so Casey this week, quote, put this out on X, Pennsylvania has always been an energy state, and over the last 2 years, we have seen an influx of clean energy projects coming to our Commonwealth. I'll keep fighting. This is Senator Bob Casey's putting this out there on social media. I'll keep fighting to create new, good-paying energy jobs for PA workers. How do you react to that?
Yeah, it's such a line of BS, honestly, because what Biden, Harris, Casey have done is they've had a frontal assault on fossil fuels. The goal of the Green New Deal, the whole focus of the EPA restricting, new light vehicles by 2032, 70% of them have to be EVs under Biden, Harris, Casey's EPA. Only about 5% of our vehicles today are EVs. They are transforming the economy with trillions of dollars of subsidies in a way that is driving up the prices for all consumers, is driving up the price of fuel. It's taking away preference. So, you know, it's saying consumers have to buy EVs. It's making us more dependent on China for lithium batteries. And it's a frontal assault on the natural gas industry here in Pennsylvania, which is the number one driver of Pennsylvania's economic future. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say you're pro-energy and we want to have these new clean energy jobs without also saying, and that comes at the expense of fuel prices, and it comes at the expense of great jobs on these fracking sites and other energy sources across Pennsylvania. Just to put in perspective, only 5% of the energy in Pennsylvania today is solar or wind. You know, most of it is natural gas or nuclear or coal. So we've got to recognize that fossil fuels are a huge part of our future for decades to come, as they should be. It's great for our economy. It's great for the environment, by the way, because this natural gas from Pennsylvania is clean, pure natural gas. We can export that around the world and replace coal-fired plants in China and India. It's great for our security. So Bob Casey cannot have it both ways. He has been 100% behind a set of policies that's bad for our fossil fuel industry. And fossil fuel, particularly natural gas, is the key to Pennsylvania's economic future. And I'm going to make sure everybody knows that. And Kamala Harris, in her own words, says she wants to 100% ban fracking and transition energy workers. And Bob Casey, as I said, he's a sure vote. So I think Pennsylvanians will see through this. I think you can't in 2019 and 2020 say you want to ban fracking, and then when you're a presidential candidate in 2024 say, oh, I had a change of heart. And by the way, it's not just about fracking. It's about mandatory buybacks of guns. It's about legalizing illegal immigration. It's about restrictions on red meat consumption. I mean, this is a San Francisco agenda in energy and everything else that just does not fly in Pennsylvania.
One thing that Senator Bob Casey puts out there as well is talking about Medicare and these negotiated prices. And I know Biden has claimed that he lowered insulin. I mean, I have a One of my teenage sons, and everybody knows this, during the pandemic, diagnosed with type 1 juvenile, as it was called, juvenile diabetes. So it's a sore spot for me when they make these claims about, because believe me, I'm dealing with this. But take me through the reality of drug pricing and negotiating these prices.
The reality of it, now is under the inflation, I'd put in parentheses, Reduction Act, which in fact was the Inflation Creation Act under Joe Biden. Part D prices for prescription drugs are up 59%. So whatever they said they're doing, it's not working. And the best way to ensure that we get drug prices down and healthcare costs down is to make sure we have adequate competition. And having the government negotiate pharmaceutical prices, call me a skeptic, except maybe in very select cases where we really do have significant price increases. I support the cap on insulin that I think you're referring to, the $35 cap, because that's such a pervasive thing that we need to make that accessible. But generally speaking, I'm very skeptical of big government, and particularly the Biden administration or the Harris administration negotiating new drug prices. I'm much more comfortable with ensuring that we have the right competition to drive down drug prices for all consumers. And that's just not happened under Biden. So whatever they say under Obamacare and then subsequent efforts under Biden, Harris-Casey, healthcare costs have gone up.
Yep.
Significantly. Pharmaceutical prescription drug prices have gone up considerably. Access to your own doctor, which was one of the promises of Obamacare, have gone up. Access has gone down dramatically. So listen, we have that legislation with Obamacare, and we're not going to overturn that, but I do think what we need to do is look for ways to improve it, and I would lean towards finding ways to ensure the right competition over the government price fixing.
Here with Dave McCormick, live and local, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You know, you are a seventh generation Pennsylvanian. You put on your social media, and you've talked about the fact that you're a girl dad, husband, West Point grad, combat vet. You've worked in the private sector and paid your dues. You've been an employer, all of that. How do you combat the media line that they pick up and the media line where they claim that you're not from here, when obviously you're born and raised here and educated here? And would you think about something that we saw Trump do during the RNC and others, bringing your teenage and college age daughters? Because, you know, I would imagine they, you know, and that's, I know that as a parent, I know that you and your wife would, you know, think twice about that, right? Do you really want to put your kid out there? But a lot of people, when they get to be teenagers or college age, if they want to, is that something that you and Dina would discuss?
Yeah, well, on the attacks on residency. Listen, I'm so proud of my story, in the sense that I grew up in Pennsylvania. I am seventh generation. My mom and dad live in Harrisburg. You know, I've got a family farm that I've owned for years. And I did live out of state for 12 years after spending the majority of my life in Pennsylvania and another 15 years of public service. But I moved back in 2021 and live in Pittsburgh and have my family farm in Bloomsburg. And I'm the kind of story I think we want for our kids. Mm-hmm. Deeply committed to Pennsylvania, have had an opportunity to serve, and have had success in the private sector, and want to bring that to public service. So I'm not at all defensive about it, and I look forward to answering any question about it, because I think that kind of background I have really makes me uniquely experienced to be able to represent the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. With regard to kids, we have six daughters. You can imagine people say, six daughters, my God. And we, at one point, there were six teenagers. They're a little older now.
But, oh, my goodness.
But we've lived there. And, you know, I mean, the one thing that is really true is politics is so doggone nasty right now. And we made a decision with their loving support to just keep them back out of it a bit. You look at how much I'm getting attacked on television, and it's just the nature of the beast. Dean and I are grown-ups, and we knew that when we decided we wanted to serve, this was part of it, but we want them to have the freedom to kind of be outside the public eye. So we talk about them with great pride and joy, and they're super supportive of their dad, But we're going to try to keep them out of the public eye and protect our family, which is unfortunate. You know, I was at, as you and I think we might have spoke about, I was at the Butler rally when President Trump was shot. And, you know, the Corey Comparator was shot behind me. My President Trump was shot right in front of me. And, you know, I didn't think much about it at the time. And I wasn't even that worried about my safety. But when I got home that night, which wasn't until about 10 o'clock to Pittsburgh, you know, I was in touch. Most of my girls were in college, and they were shocked and terrified. The fact that it never occurred to them that, but through the very act of choosing to run for office and serve my country, that I might be in harm's way. And you know, that that's the moment we're in. So so we're proud of them, but we're not going to have them.
Yeah.
We're not going to have them too actively involved.
I appreciate it. And finally, I'll say, you know, Trump and the Trump campaign has said that they're going to be in Butler in October. Is that something that you, because you were there, just as you're stating, you know, you were there when that attempt got, you know, just horrible. And I know that Trump has said he wants to dedicate the day when he goes back to Corey Comparator. Is that something that you can confirm you're going to be there, or?
Well, I don't know the specifics of it, but I would expect and absolutely hope, and I can't imagine I wouldn't be there. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to be with President. I mean, Pennsylvania is ground zero. It's ground zero for the presidency, and it's ground zero for the Senate majority. And so President Trump will be here a lot. And whenever possible, I try to join him on the campaign trail. But also, you know, as you and I have spoken about, run a campaign that is really about this Senate seat. So, but that's one that I'll certainly would go out of my way to try to join.
So, Dave McCormick, where can people, when are your next events? How can people find out more about you, support you, and or just research? And I always say to people, you know, do your homework, right? So where can they find more info on Dave McCormick?
DaveMcCormickPA.com. It has all my positions, and you know, I've laid out an agenda. I've given a number of speeches and articles about where I think we should take the country. And would love to have your listeners check me out there at DaveMcCormickPA.com. And then, listen, I'm all over the Commonwealth. I've got a campaign bus, visited all 67 counties. And for the remainder of the campaign, the next 80 days, almost every single day, I will be on the campaign trail across our great Commonwealth with lots of events, and look forward to meeting many of you there.
And the Dyke, I love... Okay, on one hand, I like the Diet Coke little, you know, the thing. But my husband, Larry, I don't like the Diet Coke because it's, you know, it's got the chemicals and the whatever sweeteners. And so I'm conflicted on it, Dave. I'm just thinking I got to find something a little healthier.
Everybody's got a vice. That's mine. Unfortunately, I think it's the one I've had for decades at this point. So it's going to be a hard habit to kick. But, I'm heavily caffeinated throughout the day. And Diet Coke's part of the reason.
Well, I appreciate you for sure. As somebody who's up at, you know, 3 a.m. and works mornings, I appreciate the caffeine need. Dave McCormick, thank you so much. Until next time.
Oh, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
Oh, you as well. Have a blessed Thursday.